the near future, Officer Alex J. Murphy and his partner Ann Lewis fight to rid the decaying city of the criminal element which infests it. After being mortally wounded in the line of duty, Officer Murphy is outfitted by OCP with bulletproof titanium robotic parts and with computer-enhanced motor and sensory capabilities. He has become the ultimate super cop, RoboCop.
Let's get started.
We need a 24-hour day police officer. A cop with superior firepower.
The entire outer skin will be like this.
He's a cyborg.
The city's last line of defense.
Revolutionary crime management program. Okay.
Detroit has a cancer. The cancer is crime.
I killed Paul Morton because he made a mistake.
There it goes! There it goes!
Now it's time to erase the mistake.
There it goes! There it goes!
You see, I've got this problem. I don't like cops. Hey, cops don't like me. Can you fly Bobby?
There it goes.
What is this shit?
There it goes.
I'm more fruity P.
There it goes.
And the OCP runs the cops.
You now have 15 seconds to comply. You are in direct violation of Penal Code 113, Section 9. You now have 5 seconds to comply. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Just don't care. Everybody. sent to you. RoboCop.
RoboCop's RoboCop.
What's your name?
There's a new guy in town. His name's RoboCop.
Who are you?
I am a cop. I'm Murphy.
Murphy, it's you.
His name's RoboCop.
I'm quite a remarkable tool. Somehow I feel like I used to be someone who thought about more than these rules.
Murphy, it's you. Murphy, it's you. I watched it happen. They killed you, you were dead. They blew your arm off and they shot you in the head. Murphy, it's you.
Remember who I am. I was your partner for a day. My name is I.
Why am I able to conjure up feelings my programming shouldn't allow? Frustrating glimpses of people who loved me, but what would they think of me now? Strange little tics from the life I once knew, like the way that I holster my gun. Why can I punch through a wall and not feel it, but don't know that I had a son? Etched in my head all the looks on their faces, the pleasure they took from my pain. Taunting and teasing and making bad jokes just as if they were playing a game. How many corpses are given the chance to avenge themselves after they're lost? Wait till I finally find them and force them to pay for the life that they cost. I have to go now. I must not linger. I will find these killers. I'll use my fingers. So I better believe what she said. All of it's true. OCP's brought me back from the dead. Murphy, it's you. Murphy, it's you.
Seconds to comply. Big is back, because bigger is better. 6000 SUX, an American tradition.
We'll be right back. Detroit is a city in urban decay. Alex Murphy is a cop and it's his first day.
Murphy transferring in from Metro South.
Sergeant Reed explains it could be bad for his health. Once Murphy's been given a guide to the station, a suspect breaks out in a violent situation. Murph's the part that deals with it, she's anything but girly. She beats the man up and says,
glad to know you, Murphy.
Catching Clarence Porter cause they're ultimate goal. They grab a police car and go out on patrol. Now the police is run by the OCB. There's a meeting with the heads of the company.
Detroit has a cancer. Cancer is crime.
Dick Jones has the answer.
Ed 209.
The robot stomps in, everyone stumbles back in fear. Dick gives a guy a gun and gets him to volunteer.
Put down your weapon, you have 20 seconds to comply.
The robot malfunctions and they don't know why. He's got Kenny in his sights, guns locked on his course.
I am authorized to use physical force.
Murphy spins a handgun on the bonnet of his car. He gets a call at random about Clarence bought a car. After robbing a bank, Clarence and his gang box up the cash and then they're off in a van. The money's all scorched. Clarence doesn't think it's funny. He yells out,
you burned the fucking money!
Emil, the driver, spots a cop on their tail. They grab the shotguns. It's that or go to jail. They kick open the doors and fire at the wrong time because Lewis ain't stupid. She's driven alongside. During the shootout, Bobby's shot in the knee.
Can you fly, Bobby?
He gets thrown through a windscreen. The criminals escape now. That is until the police track them down to an abandoned steel mill. Backups unavailable, they radio to find out. So they split up and head into the gang's hideout. Lewis finds the first one pissing off a ledge. He distracts her with his cock and then punches her off the edge. Murphy finds the other two watching TV. He says,
better alive, you're coming with me.
But then he gets surrounded, they rough him up a lot.
Cops don't like me, so I don't like cops.
When he's risked a bloody stunt, Murphy tries to stand. He turns to face the gang.
I'll give the man a hand.
They all up on fire, now Murphy screams in pain. Clarence takes aim and it blows out his brain. Lewis arrives in the nick of time to get him to the hospital before he flatlines. As the doctors try and save him from this savage attack, he has a flashback and everything turns black.
Can you do that, Dad?
I really have to tell you something.
When he awakes, he's part man, part machine, with scientists stood round his video screen. As they try and fix him up, he malfunctions a bit. He was tough before, but now he's even tougher.
You're gonna be a bad motherfucker.
After many more weeks, old Robo's complete. They unveil him from beneath a plastic sheet. They cheer and they clap after the presentation and take him back down to the local police station. Sergeant Reed didn't know and he's pretty pissed off.
Official OCP business, so please get lost.
He's told to sit in a chair which is constantly manned. Old Robo says,
yes, I understand.
His prime directives make him effective and diligent.
Serve the public trust, protect the innocent, uphold the law.
But there's one more, a secret in his core called Directive 4. Can hold his excitement no matter how hard he tries. Down in the basement of the shooting range, the police are shocked when they hear something strange. Most of them stop and some of them run.
It's Super Cop.
That fucking gun.
This guy's really good.
He's shooting supreme,
but he's not a guy. He's a machine.
Finally, Robo gets a car before he's deployed.
Thank you.
Go get him, boy.
So give me your money and
all of it. Don't fuck with me.
Go to 3, 1, 2.
Drop the gun. You are under arrest.
Stopping this scum is Robo's first test. He hits him across the room and he's even polite.
Thank you for your cooperation. Good night.
The next quest he must address is to stop two pests and more or less molest the girl and cause her distress.
Let the woman go. You are under arrest.
But the rapist won't listen, so he shoots through her dress. Clutching at his bleeding groin, he falls in a heap. Robo says,
your move, creep.
Later that week, Robo was sat in his chair, fast asleep until he has a nightmare. He's thrashing around while he's having his dream, and his dream can be seen on the monitor screen. As he dreams of being killed, he continues to shake. Then the scientists run in and he suddenly wakes. He storms out to look for Clarence and his crew, but he bumps into Lewis.
Murphy, it's you.
Emil on his bike pulls up at the petrol station, proceeds to rob the place with excessive aggravation. He's got his finger on the trigger and he's about to pull it.
I bet you think you're pretty smart, huh? Think you got a smarter bullet?
Drop it!
Says Robo as he arrives on the scene.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
Dead! Killed you!
He escapes on his bike, using a cigarette to set the petrol alight. The gas station explodes, Meal doesn't get far. Because Robo shoots his bike, he crashes into a car. He goes back to the station with the information he scans, to access the database via a spike in his hand. He was murdered by Clarence, what Lewis said was true.
It's you. It's you.
I love to be intelligent.
And you need lots of stimulation, Bobby.
Must be the champagne.
The
man at the door has a trick up his sleeve. He points a gun at Bob and says,
"Bitches leave."
With a silencer on, he shoots the legs and the knees of a terrified Bob, what he begs and pleads. Clarence whips out a DVD and Dick Jones' face fills the TV screen. He puts a grenade on the table to finish the job.
"I'm cashing you out, Bob."
The house is blown up spectacularly. Then Clarence heads off to a cocaine factory. He says,
"I don't want to fuck with you, Sam."
Followed by,
"Gun, gun, gun."
The door's punched in and turned into rubble.
"Come quietly or there will be trouble."
He targets all the criminals, of which there's quite a few.
Fuck you.
Broken comes in a barrage of lead and shoots them one by one until they're all dead. Now Boddicker's gang are either killed or maimed, until finally only Clarence remains. He tries to escape, Robo grabs him though, and repeatedly throws him through the nearest window. His face gets cut up after each throw.
"I work for Dick Jones, Dick Jones!"
Robo tries to choke him but decides to stop.
"You're a cop."
"I am a cop."
Now Clarence has lost out, Robo's the winner.
"Book him."
"What's the charge?"
"He's a cop killer."
He spits blood on the desk, disgusting them all.
"Just give me my fucking phone."
Robo then goes off to arrest the vice president, using Clarence's confession as evidence.
"You are under arrest."
"You better take me in."
"I will."
"What's the matter, officer?" "It's a little insurance policy called Directive 4.
I had to kill Bob Morton because he made a mistake. Now it's time to erase that mistake."
Paralyzed and shutting down, Robo's fading fast. Edgewood 9 stops in to kick his ass. Now he's authorized to use physical force. He blasts him across the floor and uppercuts him through the door. Bombarding the market before the Robo can think. So he beats a retreat down the fire escape. 209's right behind him, he tries to give chase. But he slips on a step, falls down the staircase. Robo runs outside but is blinded by a beam. Dick Jones is called in an elite SWAT team. They fire on the side, shooting round after round. They're frosting the blast, knocks him down on the ground. It looks like he's done for, but it's a relief. He rolls off the edge to the ledge underneath. Lewis turns up and helps Robo escape, while a SWAT team fires a hail of bullets in their way. Dick Jones meets Clarence the very next day. They both decide that Robo's gonna pay. Dick Jones is annoyed and starts giving him stick.
"Take a look at my face, Dick."
To make sure Clarence doesn't mess up twice, Dick Jones gives him a tracking device. Before he leaves, he wants some heavy artillery. Dick says,
"We're back to the R of the military."
The gang plan to meet somewhere quiet, but in the street that they meet, there's a full-blown riot. Emil can't hear the TV for the shouts and the hollers.
"I'll buy that for a dollar."
Clarence turns up with a gun and they all get excited. Emil says,
"I like it."
They blow up the car and then they blow up the shop. And then they're off looking for Robo-Cop. They track him down to a mill where Murphy was killed. As Robo takes his visor off with a drill, he hears a gang approaching in the van below. He says,
"Looking for me?"
For shooting Joe. Robo's outpaced as the van gives chase, but in his haste he drives into toxic waste. Acidic liquid flows all over the place, melting the clothes and the skin off his body and face. Clarence races towards him, but his advance is slowed as low as his police car rams him off the road. Clarence is preoccupied and doesn't see Emil, who stumbles in front of his automobile. The body explodes, covers the windscreen with blood. He crashes the car upside down in the mud. He bursts out the car, firing like crazy. Shoots Lewis down the hill, says,
"Bye bye, baby."
Robo arrives now to settle the score.
"I give up.
I'm not arresting you anymore."
This is the end, he's got himself to blame. But Leon appears overhead in a crane. Clarence pleads with the cyborg, he can't let him go though. Then Leon drops a ton of girders on Robo. They both cheer, then a celebration ceases when Lewis with a gun blows Leon to pieces. Clarence grabs a steel pole with Robo helpless. He hits him as hard as he can, stabs him through the chest. Until Robo's dead, the villain just won't stop.
"I adore a RoboCop."
But now comes a twist, something Clarence has missed when he's stabbed in the throat with a spike in his fist. He falls in the water, blood spraying and jets. Lewis looks up.
"I'm a mess."
"I'll fix you,"
Robo says to his friend.
"They fixed everything."
Now he's got his revenge. He pulls himself free. A confrontation is due. He makes his way back to OCP HQ.
"You're illegally parked on private property."
He enters the boardroom before going any further.
"Dick Jones is wanted for murder.
Serious charges. What is your evidence?"
Robo goes to the TV with no hesitance.
"I had to kill Bob Morton because he made a mistake. Now it's time to erase that mistake."
Dick grabs a gun and holds the old man hostage. But with Directive 4, Robo can't accost him. He asks for a chopper so he can't be arrested.
"Anybody tries to stop me? The old geezer gets it."
He's about to be prematurely retired. The old man says,
"Dick, you're fired!"
"Thank you."
Directive 4 vanquished, Dick takes his last breath as Robo blasts him through the window to his death.
"Nice shooting, son. What's your name?"
The old man asks curtly. The part man, part machine replies,
"Murphy."
cooperation.